Welcome back to Strange Reality, the Paranormal Mystery Science Podcast. With me always is...
H Money, Haley, Big Dick Rod. No, I'm just kidding.
Too far. Yeah, no, too far. And of course, I'm Kyle. And today we're going to be talking about, for our debut into, you know, every spooky month, for the Halloween month, we're going to be talking about the Hoia Bashu Forest in Romania.
Ooh.
Advertised as one of the haunted, most haunted forests in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go into why, because this, let me tell you, hold on to your butts, people. This is definitely a doozy. This is definitely one that's been, like, at the same time, it's been sort of investigated, but also not. Like,
ghosts. There's just, like, so much about it. Like, I feel like we wouldn't even be able to cover it all in this podcast, because there's just so many, like, different creepy aspects of it that I don't know.
And I'm sure you can find YouTube videos of it, but I think in terms of, like, mainstream media, I think the only big entity that has actually investigated the Hoia Bashu Forest is Ghost Adventures, and they did it for, like, their Halloween special, like 8 years ago now. I remember watching that episode, and it dawned on me at work to kind of do an episode about it, because it was super creepy even back then. So yeah, that's where we are today. So to kind of get into the history of the Hoia Bashu, just outside of the Romanian city of Cluj-Napoca in Transylvania, it has been called the creepiest forest in the world, and the clearing allegedly the creepiest place in the forest. It defies the investigations of soil scientists and attracts Romanian witches, sword-wielding Americans, and people who try to cleanse the forest of evil through medium of yoga.
I thought that part was kind of funny.
Yeah, which is, that's kind of a weird, like, who's doing yoga in the middle of a forest?
Wish I knew.
And I think
haunted forest at that.
I know that, like, they're doing yoga to kind of cleanse the forest, but if anything, if I saw people doing yoga in a forest, I would think they're the weirdos.
Oh, yeah, totally.
100%. Now, the ancient Hoia Bashu Forest exact age is unknown. The only credible guess available today is around 55,000 years old. The forest itself covers an area of about 3 square kilometers and is also home to the earliest Neolithic settlement ever discovered in Romania.
Mm-hmm. And that's important.
Yeah, that's an important distinction. Now, in Romania, it has a different nickname. So the nickname is called Shepherd's Forest, and it's called that because it was named after a shepherd who went missing in the forest with a flock of 200 sheep. Hoia Bashu came into international attention in 1968 when Emil Barnea, a military technician, photographed what he claimed it was a UFO hovering over the clearing. What differentiates between this story and other UFO claims is that Barnea had nothing to gain from reporting the sighting and everything to lose. Because the communist government at the time, they equated a belief in the paranormal to, like, being, like, crazy, like you were a crazy person. So Barnea lost his job because of it, and he got no support. So, and the story was sacked because that was, in the communist culture, like, that was, you were considered mad. You were considered, you know, trying to go against the state if you claimed things of the paranormal, especially like UFOs.
Mm-hmm. So from my understanding, so we have the forest, but there's the clearing, which is like a part in the forest that's like the most haunted part or paranormal part.
Yeah, the interesting thing about the clearing is that, so the clearing, it's this big just circle, just empty patch in the middle of the forest. And it's very odd because nothing in that circle in terms of trees grows. Like, the only vegetation that's present, I think, is, like, very... It's not even necessarily grass, because I think it's, like, it's almost, like, dead grass.
Huh. Weird.
It's not... And the soil in that area, scientists have done research on the clearing itself, and they have cross-referenced it with soil from throughout the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't come up with any scientific reason why, in the clearing itself, there would be no vegetation
And they did, like, tests, for, like, in the soil and everything, right? To, like, try to see if there was something in the soil, and they've just, like, never been able to find anything.
And it's kind of weird, because when you look at it, especially from, like, a satellite view, or even, like, photographs from, like, a plane or something, it's really just, like, this huge, dense forest. And then there's just, like, this big circular opening in the middle of the forest. And it's just super unexplained, and there's no reasoning for why nothing grows there. It's just this weird phenomenon that just kind of adds to the spooky lore of this place.
Interesting. Yeah, I find that really weird. So it started with the shepherd's forest because that shepherd went missing with all his sheep or whatever.
Yeah.
And then since then, there's just been a bunch of like reports of weird stuff, like from what I've kind of read, like that it started with the shepherd. And then it just ever since it's just been a bunch of other weird, unexplainable stories.
Well, Romania is just in Transylvania. It's just one of those places that's like already just like shrouded in so much like Dracula, for example, which Dracula is based on a real person. It's based on Vlad the Impaler.
Hmm.
So that kind of has, because Vlad's name was Vlad Dracul.
Yeah.
So that's where Dracula comes from. And yes, Dracula was kind of based on like, it was like an old, I guess it was an old film, but at the same time, it had some folklore legitimacy to it where it was based on Vlad the Impaler. Now there's some stories that suggest that lots of people have been slaughtered in the forest.
Oof,
which
really?
Is why it's so haunted. Yeah, so even especially in the Middle Ages.
Oh, yeah. So that's why it was important that we mentioned like how old this forest was, because apparently I read that there was a bunch of peasants that were, well, quote peasants, I'm not calling them peasants, but that were like killed back in the day, which is where or why it may be haunted.
Well, peasant, like, so back, especially back then in the Middle Ages, you had like the royal family,
mm-hmm.
and then you had peasants.
Pretty much.
That's really like what the class divide was. So you didn't have like a middle class, you're just like upper class and then completely lower class.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like peasants is not even like derogatory.
I don't think. It's totally not. I just didn't want it to like come off that way because I didn't give much context.
Now, the way that I've read the research that I've done, it doesn't seem like Vlad the Impaler had any direct relation to like the death of those peasants, but it's stated that Vlad was also beheaded in the forest himself.
Oh, really?
That he was killed in the forest.
Huh.
It's not necessarily that he was responsible for the death of those peasants, but that he himself was a victim of, you know, being killed there.
Interesting.
Now, many witnesses have said that they've been stared directly at them through the thicket of the forest. And often these eyes are accompanied by large hooded figures known to follow you. So that's comforting, of course. Other reports seeing these figures in large groups surrounded by a thick black fog, and long and haunting screams come from within the forest during the night, heard by residents of the bordering village Kaluj. Some people have claimed to hear voices in the forest or giggles or screams of young girls.
Mm-hmm. That's really creepy.
Now, could that be... I think it's widely speculated that most of the ghost interactions or like the paranormal interactions are from that peasant story where mm-hmm. they are the more so that the peasants were murdered in the forest and whatever evil had existed there already corrupted their spirits and they became like demon like.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you know, cause I didn't find this in my reading, but granted I didn't do too much research into this specifically, but do you know who was killing all of these peasants? Like was it like law enforcement at the time, or do you know, like,
I think it was just the result of just war.
Okay. That's really what it was. Like what was causing this like mass death?
Cause Vlad the Impaler, I think that, I mean, he was like the, I don't want to say general, but like kind of like the leader of a lot of, you know, campaigns that, you know, unfortunately ended in a lot of loss of life. And
mm-hmm.
Vlad was famous for obviously impaling people, but him specifically, what he would do is, and he would do this, is like kind of a threatening way for people outside like enemy camps. What he would do is he would have somebody kind of near death lying on the ground, and then he would have his men take these big wide wooden pikes. We're talking like 9 feet high.
Holy shit.
And what he would do is he would impale them in between their legs and then hoist the pike up.
Ooh.
So that the person would slide down the pike and die slowly over time from gravity.
God.
Yeah, he used to do this all the time. And then he would just behead people, put them on pikes like outside forest. But that was like his signature thing was to do shit like that.
I see how he got the name.
Yeah, so that exactly. So but then he because of the name Vlad Dracul, that's where the Dracula name comes from.
Mm-hmm. So people, you know, they started seeing things in the forest, claiming to see ghosts, hear things, see eyes like in the distance staring at them. And then I even read something that there were people or like when people take photographs in this forest, like orbs will appear in their photos.
Yeah, so that's one thing. So the this forest kind of covers a lot, like a pretty broad range of paranormal activity, where you have ghosts and you have like spirit, like, you know, kind of weird animalistic creatures that you might see being stared at, you know, like just like this dark, eerie feeling. And then you also have like these weird, un- light anomalies and like and like Emil Barnea, like he took a picture of a UFO.
Right. So we have everything ranging from UFOs to ghosts to
weird light anomalies.
Weird creatures. Yeah. And yeah. So a ton of crazy shit in this forest.
Now the Hoyabashu Circle, which is called like that's what like that central
like the clearing part.
That's what the clearing is called. That is also nicknamed the Bermuda Triangle of Europe.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
So it's been cited by a lot of people to say like this is the clearing is a portal to another dimension.
Ooh, really?
That this is where like the because nothing grows there. This is where that dark energy is coming from.
Mm-hmm. So interesting.
So it's been speculated that because of that nothing grows there, and because it just has like this weird like circular shape of just no vegetation, it's just like in the middle of the forest that was the site of an ancient civilization that practiced a lot of demonic and like satanic rituals.
Oh, shit.
And they made a deal with the devil or whatever, you know, demon like being that part of the world was going to be the gateway.
Whoa.
And that's why nothing grows there. Yeah.
Holy fuck. That's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know all that.
So, but what I've been reading about the forest, there's nothing. I mean, you get like kind of. I mean, there's a lot of visitors have had like uncontrollable vomiting and they've had terrible migraines.
Oh, yeah.
Like they've gotten oddly shaped rashes, but. And they have a lot of people come out with burns and deep scratches too. And. Even reading that, I don't really think that's that bad. I know it sounds awful, but I really don't think that's that bad.
Well, okay. It just, when it comes to like physical things like that, it's hard to know because it's like, okay, there's a lot of things that could give you scratches in a forest. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So that part is where I'm kind of like, okay, I don't know. And well, I tried to actually do research on this to like find stories of people who have claimed to have gone in the forest and come out injured or whatever, but I had a hard time finding any. But I don't know if that's just because it's in a different part of the world or what.
Yeah, no, the forest, a lot of the trees have this very weird curvature to them.
Really?
Like very odd.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this picture.
I put some pictures in the bottom of our notes. There's a picture we have in our notes of the clearing. And it's just, like I said, it's just so odd that even exists like that. And the picture of like what some of the trees look like.
Mm-hmm.
So they're to kind of describe it for you guys. It's like, think of like.
It looks like the trees are like C shaped, kind of.
It looks like a treble clef.
Yeah.
In a way, like that's how weird they're shaped. Like it's not like as soon as they come out of the ground, they do this like immediate like. Swoop down and then they curve back upward. It's like, as you said, like the shape of a she. Or like, even in some cases, look like the letter S. Like
yeah,
they
yeah. Just,
they're very weird looking.
Mm-hmm. That's so weird. And again, they tested the soil. Like, it's not like there's like radiation in the soil. Yeah.
It's just one of those things that's unexplained.
Uh huh.
So, like we said, samples of the soil have been taken by local universities, and they show no reason to be stopping the growth of plant life in the clearing. The soil is exactly the same as the earth supporting the life within the forest. In a recent interview with Professor Adrian Patru, a professor of chemistry, told researchers, quote, "We have enough results to tell you what it is not. It is not something we can possibly hope to understand in this age."
That end is quote. So weird.
Yeah, the fact that in this day and age that even our scientists are stumped.
Mm-hmm.
They have there's no reason like why that, you know.
Yeah, and well, it reminds me of the Bermuda Triangle. Like you said, that they say that this is like that, like, the European version of that.
Yeah.
But it's crazy how many similarities there are where there's just like things that are just unexplainable about it.
Which the Bermuda Triangle itself, like, and I've seen plenty of like documentaries about it and everything, but I don't hear of anything nowadays that, cause like I'm pretty sure that like I've taken a cruise through it.
Really?
And what I will say is if I have, I don't know if like I just got the map location wrong, but I know it's like kind of like towards the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm getting that right, but
I'm curious. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah. Look it up. Cause I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure it was like right in that area. It's like east of Florida.
Hmm.
So I'm pretty sure I've sailed through that, but I know that at every cruise I've taken in that area, there's a certain part in the cruise where you just hit like these humongous swells.
Ooh. Ooh, that's crazy.
And like on a cruise ship, like going through like these huge, like 50 feet, like 50 foot swells, mm-hmm. dude, it's like, holy crap. You're going deep down and you're coming back up. Well, yeah, it's very nauseating.
Okay, well, just kidding. I actually don't have service, so I can't look up where the Bermuda Triangle is.
I'll look it up.
But real yeah, I find it interesting. And, you know, there's a bunch of like mysteries like this throughout the world where there's just unexplainable phenomena that we just don't have the science to explain. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So not History Channel. Whoops. I don't trust them at all. I'll just do this one. Yeah. So I've definitely, I've definitely sailed through some of that for sure.
I haven't. I've been on cruises like within the Gulf, but never on the outside like that.
Now, this is why I'm thinking like, I haven't heard anything recently to suggest that like even like cruise ships are getting lost out there. You know what I mean? I know that it was like that back in the day, but I don't think that necessarily suggests that is anything paranormal. I just think that it might just be a patch of water that is just very treacherous.
Yeah, I don't know. So, I've heard some crazy shit about how there's like, and maybe we'll have to do a podcast about this someday, but there's like secret, like people believe that like Atlantis
was there.
There's like pyramids under there that like cause the water to, I don't know, be all treacherous or whatever.
Yeah, well, it suggests that like Atlantis was above water at one point, mm-hmm. and then it got flooded.
So I
have heard that story, but.
But either way, kind of going back to the Hoyabashu or whatever, I think... You know, the ghosts, the UFOs and all that are, you know, it's cool and interesting to hear about. But I think what creeps me out most about it is just like I said, it's just like there's no explanation for that clearing and the trees growing all weird, how they do and all that.
Yeah. And some people have I've read that some people and this is kind of adds to like, I don't know why, but I think horses or like deer are like have like this weird like demonic like aesthetic to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a lot of like folklore throughout history about like people with like wearing like a deer head or like goat heads and hooves and like things like that. So there have been reports of people claiming to have heard horse or deer hooves even when there are no animals nearby.
Yeah.
So it's just like that's another one of those things where it's like that just adds to the spookiness of this place. And mm-hmm. you know, all of this just piques my curiosity. Like, I want to go and it's one of those places that to me, I just want to go there and just see what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much as I like ghost adventures and as much as I like, don't think that they're uncredible.
Yeah.
I think that like it's TV and I know that, you know, I just get kind of nervous about like not big budget necessarily, but like just like big, like,
yeah.
Televised crews that go in there.
You just want to like see it for yourself. Yeah. That makes sense.
One thing that they've done that I've kind of liked and respected is that like they've had like, well, at least for a while, I think they have a couple more people now, but it was the three of them. It was Zach, Nick, and Aaron, and it was just them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the ones doing the camera stuff.
Yeah.
So, and that was while they were on the Travel Channel. So they were doing that for a long time. I think they have like two other people now, but for a long time it was just them.
Yeah.
So that to me is what held it in. Cause like, I think Ghost Hunters on the Sci-Fi Channel, I'm not sure if they're still around. They got into a lot of hot water one time for faking a lot of stuff. But I think that they had like a big budget, like film crew come with them. So that's why
just makes you sketch.
Yeah.
I'd be curious what, like the locals think of this forest. I did read something cause I was trying to look that up. Like local accounts of, you know, people's experiences there. I did read one thing where like people in Romania kind of have this rule where it's like people like go to this forest, like there's like trails and stuff throughout it for people to walk through, but there's like a rule like don't be there at night. But that's the only thing I could really find as far as like how the people near this forest view it. But I'm also like, isn't that kind of every forest? Like, don't be in any forest at nighttime. Like, I don't know.
And my thing, like when it comes to, I think forests specifically, because forests are so big and they are home to like a lot of different, like there's such a, like a, there's such a large ecosystem that like, if you go out with the intention of finding something paranormal or find something unexplained, you're going to find it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going in, you're hearing like weird animal noises and things like that, where it's like, you're in a forest.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? So I have seen a couple photos that were like, where you almost see balls of light where they look like red eyes.
Really?
But it's when it's just light specifically, I'm just like, not that I'm skeptical, I'm just like, okay, I need something a little bit more concrete. Not that that's not creepy, because it definitely is. And especially the accounts of people wearing like black hooded figures.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little weird too.
Yeah. That's how I feel about the orbs. It's really interesting, like orbs and all that, because, you know, people obviously say that they're ghosts or whatever. But the one thing that trips me up about that is, like, you only find orbs in pictures taken on older cameras.
Yeah, it's never, like, an iPhone or anything like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's, like, I remember taking pictures back in the day on, like, older cameras and everything, and there always being orbs in the pictures, but you never see that today.
Well, I...
So then it just makes you wonder, you know, like, is it just the camera? Like, you know, how do you really know?
Well, experts say, and I actually, thinking about this now that we're talking, I don't disagree with this. I think that it's just very interesting. So the excuse for that reason, right, is, like, especially with people that are, like, so deep in the paranormal, like, the people that hunt, like, go out to, like, haunted locations, they're so convinced of their existence that even something that comes along that is, like, that might disprove them, they come with all a million reasons why they're correct.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things for orbs was, oh, it's because newer cameras aren't as sensitive to anomalies of light.
Mm.
Now, thinking about that for a while, I was thinking, okay, that's an excuse, right?
Yeah.
It's same thing with, like, people capturing pictures of UFOs. It's like, okay, or, like, people getting abducted. It's like, okay, everybody has an iPhone. Everybody has, like, a Samsung Galaxy, like, or a smartphone.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone has a camera in their pocket. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I don't really see any too many concrete accounts of that on camera, and then especially with, like, orbs of light, where, you know, you can watch a show or you can watch, like, and I suppose orbs are still pretty prominent, just orbs.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of them are dust. I'm not a big believer in, like, spirit orbs. I just don't. I just think there's too much, like, there could be too much contamination exposure from the lens to what you're actually seeing.
Yeah.
It's just too much. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Like, it could be debunked as dust way, way easier than it could be deduced as anything else.
Yeah.
But for them to say an older camera is more sensitive to anomalies of light, I don't disagree. But at the same time, if there's a night anomaly at night, your camera is going to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's light. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to your camera's almost going to attract light.
Right.
So that, I'm like,
right. I don't know.
I don't. It's kind of just, it's kind of iffy. I like to do more research, but to just kind of put this to bed right now for future episodes, I do not believe in spirit orbs. I just don't.
Yeah. I genuinely don't know if I do or not, because I know, like, okay, at my grandma's house, every time we take pictures there, there's always orbs in the pictures. And that's my great grandma passed away or whatever. And she always shows up, like they say, as the orb or whatever, and it only happens at her house. But then it's like anywhere else we go, you know, with this part of the family or whatever, it's like it's never anywhere else. It's only at her house. So then it makes me believe it's the lighting, you know, in her house. Or it's hard to tell.
She lives in a dusty ass house.
That's what I mean. Like, or that, like, so that you just never really can know with orbs. It's interesting because I don't know. It'd be nice to believe, but yeah, I don't know.
Well, the good thing. One of the things that I think would be, like, so dogs and cats are very susceptible. Their senses are, like, on turned up to, like, 12, whereas ours are, like, you know, only so high. But dogs and cats are very sensitive to things like that, especially, like, things that are paranormal. And there's, like, I think there's, like, a whole show about, like, the things that dogs pick up on. But, like the story's like, oh, my dog was barking at nothing. It was barking at, like, just a normal, like, just a wall or just the space that there's nothing there, right?
Yeah.
Now, because that used to happen a lot in my house, and we didn't live in an old house. Our house was built like the 90s, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was younger, we had a dog that would always just bark randomly for no reason. So we thought, okay, well, we kept watching those shows. We're like, oh, maybe this dog seen something. So I think my dad, he had like a camera, and then he took.
Did he really?
Yeah. He took his phone or something. He took the dog with him, like, to the basement or, like, to different areas. And he was trying to, like, communicate with something. And he brought the dog with to see, like, what the hell the dog would react.
Yeah.
He said nothing happened. So we just kind of chalked up to this dog's an idiot.
Probably.
So.
Could be.
Maybe the dog's just barking at the freeway.
Yeah. But also, okay, it's what I find most, or like probably most interesting, but also most confusing, is it's interesting how there's like such a big range of paranormal stuff there, from, like I said, like UFOs to, you know, weird things with lighting and creatures and this and that. But also, that's what also makes me have doubt, because it's like, how is there everything there? Usually, like, a forest or something creepy will be known for, like, one creepy thing in particular.
I would say, to answer that question, I would say, because think of, like, Skinwalker Ranch. Where Skinwalker Ranch is a little bit of everything, too. The only thing I would say that they kind of don't really have a lot of concrete evidence for is ghosts themselves.
Yeah.
They've got, like, UFOs and light anomalies and unexplained forces, like, that were killing their cattle and things like that. But I think that for a place like this forest to be called the Bermuda Triangle of Europe, and it's also kind of stated to be like the gateway to another dimension.
Yeah.
I think that that would invite those types of things.
And right.
Like, in that broad spectrum too.
That makes sense. And that's what I guess I'm getting at, is I feel like if all this creepy stuff is genuinely like going on there, then it has to be something very serious there that happened.
If, okay, let me
like
ask
with there you, being like this portal or whatever.
Let me ask you something. If they let us, would you camp in the clearing?
I don't think so.
I think that I can say that now and be like, oh yeah, I would totally do that. But I think if when I got off that plane,
mm-hmm.
and then sort of walk through that forest and like, okay, time to camp. You're like,
yeah,
nah, you know what? I'm going to go back to the hotel.
It's funny that you bring that up actually, because I was trying to find like stories of people who have actually done this. And I found a story, and it was on the No Sleep subreddit, which I didn't know if I believed it or not, because some stories on this subreddit are fictional, whereas some are like, I think, genuine.
I think some people go to like these subreddits and just test their like story writing abilities.
Yeah, so I can't tell, you know, how legit this is, but somebody wrote that him and his friend like went camping in this forest to do just that. They wanted to see like, is all this shit true or whatever. They didn't go to the clearing, but they camped there, and you know, they were hearing creepy stuff all night, and like they, I don't know, were freaked out. They didn't want to leave their tents, blah, blah, blah. And then they woke up the next morning, leave the forest, and there was cops everywhere, supposedly, because somebody had been killed the night before. And they chalked it up to, like, an animal
shit
having attacked this person. But that's the thing. I don't know how real the story is or not. And I don't know if I didn't do enough research to find, like, it was this a legit thing or whatever. But
yeah, because I haven't really heard of people camping there necessarily.
Right.
Like, it's the same thing. I don't know of anybody camping in the suicide forest in Japan either. I know that people go there. It's like,
yeah,
it's attractive to the people that, you know, mm-hmm. the people of that like the paranormal. But I don't know if anyone really camping there.
Yeah. That's the thing. I can't find really any stories about that. Like, I wish that I could. That was the one I could find, and I just don't know if it's even true or not.
I don't know what it is, but like when I think of like the suicide forest in Japan mm-hmm. and the Hoyabashu here or in Transylvania, I think those two specifically are like they depending on which publication you read, they're almost tied for first in terms of the most haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like the suicide forest I was reading, where it's almost as if the forest attracts like the people in despair, like they're, then the Hoyabashu like makes you feel despair while you're in it.
Interesting. I want to know more about the civilization that was doing all the like demonic shit.
Yeah, so there's a couple different theories as to why. Some people think that they're like that it's just like a simple anomaly.
Yeah,
it's just this weird geographical like anomaly that just exists, and like there's really no explanation for it. And the fact that Adrian Peratt or whatever his name was, that mm-hmm. That professor, the fact that he was saying that there's no way we're gonna be able to explain it in this age.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder too, then, like other parts of the world where, let's say that this ancient civilization or whatever, you know, did this thing to open up this portal to this demonic world or other universe or whatever it may be. I'm just curious because, well, we talked about like in our afterlife episode, just how many different cultures there are with different beliefs and things like that. And it makes me wonder if all these other like wonders of the world have anything to do with that as well, where it's like portals to whatever.
Yeah, because what are the other like seven there's like seven wonders of the world, right? There's like
seven like that are deemed, but there's probably way more than that.
Well, yeah, depending on how you classify it, I suppose. Yeah. So there's like what? It's like the Colosseum, I think it's one.
I don't even know what they are.
It's like the Colosseum. Maybe I'm getting that wrong, but I know. Okay, the pyramids are one.
I don't even know what the seven wonders of the world
just,
are.
They're just like the seven biggest, like, you know, human engineering achievements or something like that.
Yeah.
They're usually, I think they're all considered ancient. I think they're the biggest ancient feats of human engineering is like the pyramids are one. I can't really think of the other ones off the top of my head. I'm sure that, I don't know. But I'm sure if I look it up, I'm going to hate myself. I'm like, oh, duh.
Right.
But yeah. So like think of like the pyramids. So the pyramids were built in like a perfect triangle shape or pyramid shape. Like they have perfect symmetry, right? Which for that time period was like it's literally impossible with the tools they had. So of course that whole story is that aliens built them. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Which I mean. If it was anybody other than the History Channel saying it, I'd believe it. I just don't. I really just don't like
that. One dude with the crazy fucking hair.
I don't like that guy. I don't really. I mean, that guy's funny. I get it. He's just a hacky fucking scientist. But I don't like I don't like the History Channel. I try to avoid them at all costs because I don't think that they're that credible.
Right.
National Geographic, I'm not saying is much better, but I do give them a little bit more credit.
Mm. Yeah.
I would try to look at a couple of different publications as much as possible because, yeah, I don't really trust the History Channel. I don't really trust like any major network like that.
I feel you. I feel the same way. I don't trust them. But I also do think it's interesting though, because fake or not, like these production companies or whatever, I do find it interesting that they heard enough about this forest to like go there.
Well, it's been deemed. Well, it's gotten this notoriety for so long.
Yeah, that's what
like
I mean.
Like we're talking, like it gained notoriety, like in the mainstream sense, in like the '60s. Mm-hmm. So, in the modern day, like it's been pretty, you know, it's been pretty well exposed, I could say. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I find that interesting because I mean it's true. It's been talked about forever, but I guess that makes you wonder. When something like that, like, has as much, like, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess just, like, attention that it does.
Notoriety?
Yeah, sure. It does make you wonder, though, because I feel like if it was... Well, actually, no, never mind. I was going to say, I feel like if it was, you know, fake that those stories and everything would die off. But at the same time, people do love to just, like, I don't know, see things when they're not really there. Just kind of hope something's there and like spread stories and things like that. So I don't know.
Well, there's one story of the forest. I think that's like one of the other, like there's the shepherd and then there's this one too. So this one kind of adds to the creepiness as well. So this story, I don't remember when it had occurred, but I know that a little girl disappeared in the forest for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 years later, they found her. She came out of the forest wearing the same clothes, and she hadn't aged.
Oh, holy shit. That's I didn't hear that.
That's a pretty well-documented one.
Okay.
Yeah. So that one has gotten a lot of attention, too.
So she was still the same size and everything? Like
she was,
hadn't
like, literally
aged?
The same. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. She was gone for 5 years.
She must have fell in the portal.
I think so. Yeah, for sure. I think that she probably fell in the portal and, like, maybe, like, time-traveled.
Okay, let's talk about this portal thing, because that's what's tripping me up most. So what do you think that it is?
Let me wreck your brain with this one.
Okay.
What if it's the portal to the back rooms?
Holy fuck. Can you imagine you're in Romania just going for a walk one day and the next thing you know you're in the fucking back rooms?
Yeah, could you imagine if you went camping in the clearing and you wake up in that
you're in level 538 type
not
shit.
Not even that, you just wake up and you're just like you just hear like the buzzing of the lights.
Oh my god.
You have the yellow wallpaper and the moist carpet, and you're like, you're in the back rooms there, bud.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny to think about.
That would really suck. But, yeah, that is – I think that kind of adds to
maybe. Okay, here's another thing, too, since you're talking about some old episodes we did. What if that's where this is, like, the portal or whatever that the Malaysian Airlines flight disappeared over, and it just got sucked into this portal and that it transferred it to an alternate dimension?
I don't even think it went anywhere near Romania, did it?
What if?
I guess, but at the same time, I don't – think so. I think there's a different explanation for
Does anybody really know where it went? Tune into our episode.
Episode 3, available now on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. But also just check it out. It's a really good episode. I think that – so this portal, let's see. I don't think that, like, it's something that you can just fall into. But then again, there's that story of that girl, which I know – like, I know isn't, like – there's not a whole lot of, like – credibility about this, yeah. Like witness accounts, but it is one that is widely talked about, like mm-hmm. in Romania.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with like the Isle of Dolls.
What's that?
The Isle of Dolls is like it's this I don't want to say island because that makes it sound like it's like off the coast.
Mm-hmm.
It's this little it's an island like in a swamp in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Like deep in the swamp. Like you have to take like a 2-hour boat ride to get to it.
Oh wow.
And it is apparently you know what? Actually, we'll save that for a whole episode.
Okay.
That sounds pretty – yeah. It's actually pretty interesting to get into. But
sounds like it.
Yeah. Just for – it's just an island – it's an island in a swamp in Mexico with a bunch of dolls, and it's like abandoned.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, we'll get into it and do some more research about it. But yeah, that backstory is super creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Like creepy. But
yeah.
When it comes to – so this portal, let's talk about the clearing.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be like the biggest form of like the biggest phenomenon about the forest is mm-hmm. just like this random ring. I don't think that's something you can just fall into.
Well, I guess I don't really know what other terminology to use. I don't mean like portal. Fall as in you're walking and you just trip into a hole.
I think like, okay, so for example, if you went camping in the clearing, and I mean, if you fell into the back rooms, that would be hilarious, but if you maybe took shrooms or something psychedelic, I wonder, and maybe your brain would just fry, you know what I mean?
Because oh my God.
Think of like the stimuli you would encounter if you were in something that is like called the Bermuda Triangle of Europe and you're on shrooms or like DMT or something
mm-hmm.
or on acid. Yeah, no. There's one thing to take acid and get on an airplane, which I think is stupid, but taking acid and going in the clearing?
Fuck no.
Nah, you know what? Count me out. I'm not doing that.
No thanks, dog. I'm good. I also find it interesting that this could be, didn't you say something about how some people believe it's like a portal to like hell?
Yeah. Yeah, it's that's like a gateway
really,
to hell.
Yeah, that's really interesting to me too. And if that is, let's say it's true, let's just, whatever. I wonder why they chose that location, like a forest in the middle of Romania.
Well, I mean, Think of things like Vlad the Impaler. Like so much death has occurred in Romania. Like Romania has a pretty rich history of right. like a lot of great things and also a lot of not so yeah, great things.
That's what I mean. So I wonder if there's like a reason, like if it is, let's say it's a gate to hell or whatever, you know, I wonder if there's some sort of reason like that. Like, which
as
is
if
why,
it was chosen.
Yeah. If Satan, like let's say Satan, you know, himself chose it. He was like, okay, there's a lot of death that happened here in Romania. I'm going to pick here. Like, I just wonder,
I think you're really asking is why is it not in the U.S.?
No, not at all. I'm just curious why, like, I just feel like, you know, it could be anywhere.
It's got to be somewhere, you know what I mean?
Oh, totally. I totally agree. I'm curious, like, let's say if Satan was like, okay, I want to pick somewhere on the surface of Earth to put this gateway. I'm going to pick right here in the middle of this forest in Romania.
Well, I think, let me do something better. Now, if the forest has existed for 55,000 years... That was before anything. That was before, like, I think that might even be considered prehistory.
Mm-hmm.
But so, like, it really, I don't think the significance of it, I think we're thinking in terms of, like, what we know of recorded history.
Yeah.
Now, if there was a Neolithic tribe that had settled there and they had done, like we said, like it's rumored to be, like, a satanic ritual spot from mm-hmm. way, way, way back in, like the tribal days.
Yeah.
So whatever tribe that had probably settled there, you know, thousands of years ago, they probably opened it themselves.
Yeah, okay.
That would be my guess.
That makes sense, yeah. I just want an explanation for why they
I would say it was, I don't think it was chosen specifically. I think that it just happened to be the spot of where cultists opened it themselves.
Sure. Makes sense.
But that also comes into question, was the clearing always there?
Yeah.
Or did it get cleared as a result of that?
Yeah. I don't know.
But it would, because if the soil isn't different, that would suggest that if the soil is the same, that means things would have grown there.
I'd be curious if, you know, what are they called? People who, like, dig in the ground for bones. Archaeologists?
Yeah, archaeologists.
Yeah. I'd be curious if they went, like, searching in this area, if they would find, like, human remains from, like, that period.
Ooh, probably. You'd probably find, like, the peasants or whomever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, I wouldn't want to find out.
Yeah, fuck no.
I wouldn't want to
dig that shit up. Can you imagine they go digging in that area and then it's just like thousands and thousands and thousands of human skeletons or some shit?
It's just a mass grave.
Yeah, like, and what if that's what's fucking up the soil or whatever? Yeah,
this is the thing that would really screw it up, because if you watch any sort of like TV or movie about like Indian burial grounds, is that if you take shit out of the burial ground, you're haunted until you put it back.
I believe so, it.
Archaeologists go digging that shit up and they go take it home.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Who knows? I wouldn't want to touch that shit.
I agree. I don't know. I think it would be really interesting. I just wish that there was more that I could find on like this place.
Yeah, because like especially with kind of going back to what you were saying before, but like what exactly is it a portal to? I think that, I mean, hell is just kind of like a classic explanation. Sure. But I think that like, I don't want to say hell because it just sounds too clear cut and dry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got to be, I think, just another dimension in general.
Yeah.
Whether it's like a multiverse kind of thing or whatever it is, or just the dimension where these things exist.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is really cool. But I don't know. It's just so, so unexplainable. Yeah. I don't really know what else to add about that.
I don't really know either. And like, and we can maybe do a future episode. We can go like some current events that have happened with it lately. Yeah. But just want to touch on the history of it and just kind of see.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want to find. I want to find more like stories of people, like genuine stories of people going in this forest and their experiences and stuff like that. Yeah. I tried to find that before we started recording, but I really had a hard time.
Yeah, I think I might explore like some things on YouTube and stuff like that to kind of just see if there's anybody who's actually went there and have recorded going there.
Yeah. Or like I said, I would love to hear like the locals' perspective.
Yeah.
People who live near this forest.
Yeah, absolutely. Because who knows what kind of crazy shit they come up with.
Right. And that's, I feel like that would be, I feel like personal accounts like that are what make things believable. Because like you said, like the big box television shows or whatever, it's hard to believe.
Especially if it's the fucking History Channel. Yeah. I hate those people so much.
Aliens.
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 I just want to take a buzzer right to that kid, like right to that guy's head.
Bro, just shave that shit off.
All right. Well, I think we'll wrap it up there.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening, and always question your reality.
Flashes in front of your eyes the second before you die. Strange reality.